quote, "I always come across as being bitter. I'm not bitter. People were very reluctant to give me any credit. I thought hitting 60 home runs was something, but everyone shied off. Why? I don't know. Maybe I wasn't the chosen one, but I was the one who got the record." End quote. Roger Maris did indeed get the record. However, there were those who claimed his achievement was tainted. Tainted because Maris, who played in 161 of the Yankees' 163 games that season, had more games to break the total of 60 that Ruth had accumulated in 1927, playing in 151 of the team's 155 games. Commissioner Ford Frick ordered an asterisk attached to the record. With time, however, his ruling has been dwarfed by the feat itself and survives only as a piece of trivia surrounding the lore of Maris's chase of the record.
Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep to right. It's looking it. Way back there. Holy cow, it's
a great outfielder with a fine arm, an adept base runner, and a team player willing to move base runners and slide hard to break up double plays, Maris was a winner in two cities, appearing in more World Series than any other player in the 60s, and establishing himself as one of the dominant players of the first half of the decade.